Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia, the show where caregiving gets real. If you're a caregiver looking for expert advice and a lot of encouragement, you're in the right place. Our goal is for you to thrive, not just survive. Here is our host, best-selling author and certified dementia practitioner, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm glad you're here. We're coming up on the Thanksgiving season, but before we get right to talking about Thanksgiving, and that's coming, I want to talk to you about a specific experience I've had in my working with folks who have dementia. It's happened twice in the last, 2 weeks, I guess, or 3 weeks. So we have recently started a new choir at our church, and in cleaning out choir books and, you know, getting rid of old music, I came across a choir book with a gentleman's name on it, and I knew him. And I know that he deals with dementia. He's very early on in his process, has some health issues, and I thought, wonder if he would like to participate in the choir. So I talked to his wife, and she's like, oh, yes, he would love it. I am sure of it. So she brought him to choir practice, and he's having a good time. Now, this past week, we've decided to add her to the choir because I found out she always sang with him. And, you know, she could have told me that from the beginning, but she kind of held that a secret. And she sat beside him, and it worked out really well for both of them because she could turn the page for him or point to the words, keep him on track. Now, we sing 2 hymns every week with the congregation, and he loves that. He knows the old hymns. They just touch his soul in a deep way, as music does. Now, the anthems, not so much. They're songs none of us know. Well, the director does, which is a good thing. But we're learning it. And following that, well, that's more of a challenge. Doesn't seem to bother him, though. He enjoys sitting there, trying to sing along, listening to the music, being in the room, and it's just been a great experience. When we sing on Sundays, he comes in a wheelchair, and his wife wheels him right down. We have a chair beside him so that she can sit on equal level to help him. Everybody else is standing, and it's just the way the choir works. Well, you know what? There's another lady in our choir who needs a stool to prop on because of health issues. She can't stand for very long. So I had a conversation with a church member who called to say how much she was enjoying the choir. She said, I think what makes that choir so special is you're so real. You've got one person leaning on a bar stool because her body needs that. You've got another in a wheelchair and another in a chair beside the gentleman. She said, you're just presenting to God who you are and what you have, and you're trusting him to make something good of it. And she said, it's just wonderful. It made me think of the old hymn that was always played at Billy Graham Crusades at the very end called Just As I Am. Well, God takes us just as we are. You know that. We don't have to have makeup on in our good clothes and our new shoes, which I might know something about new shoes because I might have gotten 4 new pairs last week. Oh, it was a happy day at the Clark's store. But he doesn't need that. He just needs us to come. He needs us to crawl up in his lap and talk to him. And you know, you can do that about anything in your world. You might need to crawl up in his lap and talk to him about what you're dealing with in your caregiving journey or what your person is dealing with, the anxieties, the stressors, the problems that you're having. You might need to crawl up in his lap and talk to him about other people in your world that you need to pray about. And sometimes you just need to crawl up in his lap and sit there and be still. Just be still. Let him hold you and comfort you. Close your eyes. Stop your brain from going and just be still. And that's when we hear the Father talk. So when this lady said that she feels like we're just presenting ourselves to God as we are, that's what came to my mind. So last week I had a choir member come into the choir room and say, Carol, I've got a question. I sing in a community choir, and we have a gentleman with dementia who has always been in the choir, but hasn't been for a while, and we're wondering if we should invite him to be part of the choir. And I went, yes, yes, and yes. As long as he's not a wonder risk that he's going to get in the choir room and walk out and we don't know where he is, please let him come sing. You're going to be surprised how well he will interact and what it does for him. You know, we know that no matter who we are, no matter what ability or disabilities we might have, singing is very healing. It reduces anxiety and stress and tension. It will reduce sundowning for folks with dementia. It will reduce the chances that they will wander and open the door and walk down the road. That's not to say those things will not happen if you sing, but it does reduce the chances. Singing is non-invasive. We're not injecting, we're not taking medications, we're not applying salves or creams or any of the things that we do. We're not even telling them, come on, you got to get a bath, where they've got to do something they don't want to do. No, we're telling them to sing. Now, in my specific examples, the church choir, of course, we're singing Christian music. The lady in her community, they're singing all kinds of music. I don't care what kind of music your person likes, but invite them to sing. And if there's a choir, especially if it's a choir with a large amount of senior citizens, see if they can go. You might need to stay with them. You might need to point at the words and turn the page. But you know what? It's going to be good for you, too. I hope that gives you something to think about. I know I'm enjoying the choir. It's a challenge. Lot to learn. But wow, when we get together on Sunday and we sing, it's very meaningful. So that Sunday a week ago, we sang one of the hymns was Holy Ground. And the choir was shocked to learn that Holy Ground has two verses. All they'd ever heard was the chorus. But if you look up wonderful Barbara Streisand's version, you find out there are two verses in there, just wonderful. And it was fun to learn together. Well, I hope you have a great day and that your caregiving experience is wonderful. Check out the next episode because we're going to talk about your Thanksgiving. Have a great day.
Thanks for joining us today on Let's Talk Dementia. Remember, you don't have to walk this journey alone. Carol offers free phone consultation to support you, and she's available to help with the transition to assisted living or memory care. To learn more or to get in touch, visit letstalkdementia.org. Until next time, be kind to yourself and know that help is just a phone call away.